5832 91 133 5832.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Augen Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Welcome to the salad, thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show, featuring lots of things you really ought to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. So let's go.
You're listening to The Salad.
Hello, everybody. Yes, welcome to the program. Now then, as you know, you may not, but I'm sure you do. We have some news items coming up for you today, some very interesting news bits for you. What else do we have on the program? Well, let me see. We have Grammar Point. It's going to be a surprise what's on Grammar Point today. And we also have What a Mistake. So Alan Parsons will be here for Grammar Points. And then we'll have a mistake made by non-native speakers. We'll identify it, practice with how to use it properly so we never make that mistake again. That's what's coming up. But first of all, salad listeners, our first conundrum for you. So our conundrum is, and this is true, it's based on a true story. So I peeled the skin blank, the banana, and threw it blank the bin. That's right. So I peeled the skin blank the banana and threw it blank the bin. What could it be, salad listeners? So stay tuned for that. We should reveal the answer at the end of the first half hour. So that's coming up. So one more time. I peeled the skin blank the banana and threw it blank the bin. So you have a couple of prepositions. Make a logical conclusion with a couple of prepositions there. So that's coming up, but right now it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome, Bits. News from around the world. Are you ready for our first headline? Titular headline. Here it comes. Spielberg's The Fablemans wins at Toronto Film Festival. So Spielberg's The Fablemans wins at Toronto Film Festival. That's right, TFF. The Toronto Film Festival. Okay. So we talked about this the other day, the Toronto Film Festival. Now then, so let's go over live to Toronto. So the Fablemans wins at Toronto Film Festival. So who do we have? We have Hal Leonard in Toronto. Hal, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Dave. Yes, yeah, so the Fablemans
which is, well, The Fablemans has won the top prize at the Toronto International Film Festival. Now, director Steven Spielberg's fictionalized account of his childhood was voted the favorite film of the festival by audiences at the 11-day-long event. So it's 11 days long, the Toronto Film Festival, or it's an 11-day-long event, we can say. So, Steven Spielberg's fictionalized account of his childhood was voted the favorite film of the festival by audiences. Okay? So, it's a story of his childhood, but it's fictionalized. Please tell us more. Yeah, that's right, Dave. So the People's Choice Award has consistently predicted future success at the Oscars, and we talked about this the other day. So the TFF, the Toronto Film Festival, is a pretty good indicator, you know, of what films may pick up Oscar awards this year. So every recent winner has won at least one Academy Award. So The Fablemans, which tells the story of a young boy called Sammy, received its world premiere at the festival last weekend. So, like Spielberg's parents, Sammy's mother and father are growing apart. And the young boy becomes fascinated by filmmaking as a means of escape. So, Sammy is played by relative newcomer Gabriel LaBelle, and his parents by Paul Dano and Michelle Williams. Now, Williams is already being tipped as an Oscar nominee in 2023. Now, the People's Choice Award at Toronto is seen as the first major prize of awards, well, certainly of the awards season, and one which is regarded as a strong launch pad for the Oscars. So this is a good sign for Spielberg's film. You know, and he could pick up one Oscar or many. Okay. So, like Spielberg's parents, so it's a fictionalized account of his childhood. Sammy is the character, based on Steven Spielberg himself when he was a child. So, Sammy's mother and father are growing apart, okay? Distanciándose, growing apart. And the young boy becomes fascinated by filmmaking as a means of escape, okay? Or of a way of escaping. A means of escape. Sounds interesting. I'd like to see it. So in a statement, Spielberg said, "This is the most personal film, or the most personal film I've made. And the warm reception from everyone in Toronto made my first visit to the TIFF, the Toronto International Film Festival, so intimate and personal to me and my entire Fableman family. Now... And a very special thank you to all the movie fans in Toronto that have made this past weekend one I'll never forget," Spielberg said. Now, every winner over the previous 10 years has received the Best Picture nomination at the Academy Awards, with three, 12 Years a Slave, Green Book, and Nomadland, going on to win the top prize at the following year's Oscars. So the prize has occasionally, overlooked some major Oscar winners. In 2016, the film Moonlight failed to place in the top three at the festival. It went on to win Best Picture at the Academy Awards. Now, what else can I tell you here, Dave? So I'm here in Toronto. So some Academy Award winners, contenders that weren't screened at Toronto and which are eligible for awards there will be hoping to gain momentum over the coming months. So they include Tar, which stars Kate Blanchett as an accomplished conductor, made at the Venice Film Festival and the Telluride Film Festival. Another film regarded as potential Oscar material is She Said, starring Carey Mulligan and Zoe Kazan as Megan Toohey and Jodi Kantor, the New York Times journalists, whose investigations into Harvey Weinstein helped launch the Me Too movement. She Said will have its world premiere next month at the New York Film Festival. Now this year, second place in the People's Choice Award went to Women Talking, an intense drama about a group of women in an isolated community who discovered they've had all kinds of problems, you know, in that community. And third place went to Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery, and the sequel of 2019's Knives Out. And Daniel Craig returns in the lead role of the detective. And the cast also includes Edward Norton, Janelle Monáe, Jessica Henwick, and Kate Hudson. Now, The Fabelmans will be released in the UK on the 27th of January, 2023. So it's a good sign for Spielberg. Signs that he's possibly going to pick up some Academy Awards. So that's right. So Spielberg's The Fabelmans wins at the Toronto Film Festival. So here in Toronto, from Toronto, back to the studio, Dave. So who would like to see that film? Are there any Spielberg fans out there? So it's a fictionalized account of his childhood. Very interesting. And in fact, I saw a documentary on, I guess it was on HBO. I can't remember if there was just one. There was just one episode, you know? Or, you know, just a single documentary. You know, sometimes a little mini-series documentary. This was one, a documentary about his life, basically, Steven Spielberg. And it showed when he was a kid growing up, fascinated by making films. So that should be very interesting to see. Yes, you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, are you ready for another headline, salad listeners? Here it comes. PM. An MP is a member of parliament. PM is prime minister. There is a difference. Let me begin again. India PM reintroduces extinct cheetahs on birthdays. That's right. So cheetahs, guepardos. Cheetahs. You have a leopard, leopardo. Guepardo or cheetahs? It was a cheetah. So India PM reintroduces extinct cheetahs on his birthday. Okay. So cheetahs have been extinct in India for a long time, but we'll find out more about that. Okay, so that's our headline. So the India PM reintroduces extinct cheetahs on birthday. Well, I said his birthday. That's right, but let's find out if it really is his birthday. So this is just the headline, so I don't want to jump to conclusions. Let's go over live to India, just a little bit more about this. We have Yuri Brennan, our international correspondent in India. Let me see, do we have a live connection? Yuri, can you hear me? Yuri is in India. Yuri, are you there?
Yes, Dave, that's right. Cheetahs are set to roam in India for the first time since they were declared officially extinct in 1952.
So cheetahs are set, okay, to roam in India, to set foot, to run free in India, okay, for the first time declared officially extinct in 1952. Okay, so cheetahs have been extinct in India since 1952. That's a long time.
Yes, that's right. A group of eight cats arrived from Namibia on the occasion of Prime Minister Modi's birthday on Saturday. Now they will undergo a month-long quarantine before being released in a national park in central India. Now, cheetahs formerly shared jungles with other big cats like lions and tigers, but disappeared 70 years ago.
Okay. So, a group of eight cats, they arrive, okay, from Namibia, and it's true on the Prime Minister's birthday, okay? So they'll undergo quarantine first before being released into the national park in central India. Okay? So cheetahs, they used to share jungles with other big cats like lions and tigers, but disappeared 70 years ago.
Yes, that's right. They are the world's fastest land animals, capable of reaching speeds of 70 miles an hour. That's around 113 kilometers per hour. Now, this is the first time a large carnivore is being moved from one continent to another and being introduced in the wild. So at least 20 cheetahs are coming to India from South Africa and Namibia, home to more than a third of the world's 7,000 cheetahs.
Wow. Okay. So at least 20 cheetahs will be coming to India from South Africa and Namibia. Okay. Home to more than a third of the world's 7,000 cheetahs. But it's interesting that this is the first time a large carnivore is being moved from one continent to another and being reintroduced into the wild.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Now the first batch of 8, 5 females and 3 males, aged between 2 and 6 years, arrived from Windhoek in Namibia to the Indian city of Gwalior on Saturday. Now, wildlife experts, veterinarian doctors, and 3 biologists accompanied the animals as they made the transcontinental journey in a modified passenger Boeing 757 plane. Now, from Gwalior, the cheetahs were transferred by helicopter to Kuno National Park. That's in the Madhya Pradesh state, where they were released by a delegation led by Mr. Modi, the country's prime minister.
Wow. So they've arrived. Now, this is just the first batch, okay? The first delivery, if you like. So there are 5 females and 3 males, aged between 2 and 6 years old. And they came on a special journey in a modified passenger Boeing 747. Now, I've seen a picture of this, okay? The 747 has like a picture of a cheetah on the front on its nose there. It's a specially modified plane to carry these cheetahs.
Yes, that's right. So spread over a 289 square mile area, the Kuno National Park is a sprawling sanctuary with prey-like antelope and wild boars for the wild cats. So I think food should not be a problem. Now, an electrified enclosure with 10 compartments ranging in size has been built for the animals to quarantine before being released into the wild. So each cheetah will be given a dedicated team of volunteers, which will monitor it and keep tabs on the animal's movement. Now, satellite radio collars have been put on each cheetah for the geolocation updates.
So nowadays, to track them, like geolocation, have a special collar. They'll be quarantined first, which is very, very important for them to be quarantined first before being released into the wild. So satellite radio collars have been put on each cheetah for their geolocation update, so we can see and get, you know, real data on how they're doing.
Yes, that's right. So it's very interesting indeed, because I love cheetahs, Dave, and I'm sure you do too. So experts say that the combination of hunting, habitat loss, and food scarcity has led to the cheetah's disappearance in India. And studies show that at least 200 cheetahs were killed in India, largely by sheep and goat herders during the colonial period.
So at least 200 were killed, okay? So there's a combination of reasons why they became extinct. So hunting, loss of habitat, okay, or their environment, and food scarcity, escasez de comida, if you like. So food scarcity. But also, at least 200 cheetahs were killed in India by sheep and goat herders during the colonial period, because they would, obviously, they would prey on sheep and goats. Of course, that was their food, and they were killed for that.
Yes, that's right. So, some of them were eliminated through bounty hunting because the cats would enter villages and kill livestock. The cheetah is the only large mammal to become extinct in the country since its independence from British rule. Now, India has been making efforts to reintroduce cheetahs since the 1950s. An effort in the 1970s from Iran was unsuccessful after the Shah of Iran was deposed and negotiations stopped. What else can I tell you? Proponents of the project say that the reintroduction of cheetahs will build up local economies and help restore ecosystems that support big cats. So very, very exciting, I think. But some worry that the relocation of animals is always fraught with risks, and releasing the cheetahs into a park put them in harm's way. So you may not know, Dave, and listeners, that cheetahs are delicate animals who avoid conflict and are targeted by competing predators. And the Kuno Park has a sizable leopard population, which could kill cheetah cubs.
So the baby cheetahs are called the cubs. That's right. So they're delicate creatures. They avoid confrontation. Cheetahs do. But there's a large local leopard population. Okay. Dangerous for cheetahs, especially the young.
Yes, that's right. There's also a possibility that the cheetahs can stray outside the boundaries and get killed by other animals or even people. However, officials say the fears are unfounded, as cheetahs are highly adaptable animals and claim the shortlisted site has been fully examined for habitat, prey, and potential for man-animal conflict. So the first cheetah in the world to be bred in captivity was in India during the rule of Mongol Emperor Jahangir. His father Akbar recorded that there were 10,000 cheetahs during his time. He reigned from 1556 to 1605. So a little bit of trivia for you there, Dave. And much later research suggested the number of cheetahs had dropped to a couple of hundred by the 19th century. And the cat was reportedly sighted for the last time in India 70 years ago.
So really, there used to be a huge cheetah population, a huge one. So Akbar, who was an emperor, recorded there were 10,000 cheetahs during his time. But we're going back to when he reigned from 1556 to 1605, okay? But by the 19th century, there were only a few hundred left. And the last one was seen 70 years ago, and now they're being reintroduced.
Yes, so we're very hopeful of this project, and everyone I've spoken to is very optimistic. They think they found the perfect place. So yes, the India PM reintroduces extinct cheetahs on his birthday. So let's hope he's successful, Dave. So here from wonderful India, back to the studio.
So cheetahs are back in India. 70 years, Salad listeners. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, Salad listeners, we hope you enjoyed those news items. Okay. But we have plenty more salad to come. We have Grammar Point. Alan Parsons is going to be here after the break with a masterclass in English grammar. We also have What a Mistake. We'll have a look at a classic mistake and rectify that. Correct it so we never make it again. But we also have a conundrum to look at. What was our conundrum? Let's refresh our memories here. Our conundrum was, I peeled the skin blank the banana and threw it blank the bin. This is true. I did this morning. The inspiration for this conundrum, okay, based on reality, based on a true story. Okay, so I peeled the skin off the banana. So pelar is to peel, we say in English. Of course, on a fruit. What's the opposite of on? Off. Okay, so it makes sense. You peel the skin off. I mean, you can peel a piece of fruit, but you peel the skin off. So I peeled the skin off the banana and threw it blank the bin. Okay. La papelera o cubo de basura can be a bin. Well, papelera, you might say waste paper basket. I normally say bin. But the bin is also el cubo de basura. So I peeled the skin off the banana and threw it in the bin, of course. Okay. You throw in. You can throw something away, but specifically you throw it in the bin. So I peeled the skin off and threw it in the bin. Now we have another conundrum coming right up after a short break. Okay, so that's coming right up now. Alan Parsons will be here as well. So there's still plenty of salad to come, so don't go away.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
Vaughan Town empieza el domingo por la mañana y termina el viernes siguiente por la tarde. Son 80 horas. 80 horas de inglés real. Con gente real, no profesores. Los profesores te cuidan en clase, te enseñan, te explican, te ayudan. Esto no pasa en la vida real. La clase, el aula, es la parte de la piscina que no cubre. No tragas agua. Tu instructor te orienta y te arropa. Jamás pierdes el miedo al agua. En Vaughan Town no hay fondo. No tocas el suelo. Tragas agua. Sientes momentos de pánico, pero por fin consigues perderle el miedo al agua. Perderle el miedo al inglés. Puedes recibir clases de inglés durante años sin romper la definitiva barrera de la confianza. Vaughan Town te la da en 6 días.
There's a saying in Spanish, lo barato es caro. This is very true in my business. If you find a cheap solution, wonderful. Congratulations. You will pay less money, yes, but in exchange for nothing.
Bienvenidos a la mini clase de hoy. ¿Cómo decimos cuesta en inglés?
Slope.
Muy bien. ¿Cómo sería entonces ayer subí y bajé la cuesta 3 veces?
Yesterday I went up and down the slope 3 times.
That's it. ¿Y cuando algo te cuesta porque es complicado decimos?
It slopes.
Meh. Para expresar que algo te cuesta, lo que decimos en inglés simplemente es I find it hard. Vamos a practicarlo. Levantarme por las mañanas.
I find it hard to get up in the mornings.
Very good. Entender las películas en inglés.
I find it hard to understand the films in English.
To understand the film in English.
To understand the film in English.
Very good. Aprender inglés.
I find it hard to learn English.
To learn English, very good.
¿Y a ti? ¿Se te hace cuesta arriba el inglés? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Aprender a comunicarse en inglés para lograr afrontar situaciones en inglés tanto en el terreno personal como en el profesional, adquirir un dominio privilegiado del idioma que le permita completar su desarrollo profesional. Hay un producto que le garantice todo esto.
Al entrar en el mercado laboral, lo único que cuenta es ser más atractivo que otros candidatos, gozar de mayor estimación. Y el aspecto que más impacta a una empresa cuando mira un candidato joven es su nivel de inglés. Si es muy alto, es contratado. Si no lo es, pues no. Aunque sea el número uno en su promoción, nuestro MIP, nuestro Máster en Inglés Profesional, resuelve este tema para el candidato.
Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Infórmese en el 911-335833. 911-335833.
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media, y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, vaughantienda.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
We're back again with the salad. Yes, hello everybody, welcome back. So are you ready? We have another conundrum for you, salad listeners. Are you ready for it? Here it is. So, she gave, she gave blank all her possessions and moved blank India. Okay. So, she gave blank all her possessions and moved blank India. What do you think? That's right. Pretty easy, don't you think? Pretty straightforward today, I reckon. So we shall reveal the answer at the end of the program to our second conundrum of the day. So she gave blank all her possessions and moved blank India. Stay tuned for the answer. All we have to do is fill it in with a couple of prepositions. Okay, but now it's time for
Grammar Points!
Now then, yes, welcome to Grammar Point. Of course, we have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. Okay, so he's here. He has another masterclass in English grammar for us. So let's see what he has. I'll pass you over to Alan and he can explain. Okay, straight from the horse's mouth, as we say. So directly from him, in English, we can say straight from the horse's mouth. Okay, over to you, Alan.
Yes, hello, Dave. Yes, I'm feeling a bit hoarse today. That's right. So, let's have a look. I want to work with the verb to dare and different expressions, different uses for the verb to dare.
To dare. Does that sound familiar, salad listeners? To dare? What does it mean? So, as a verb, it's atreverse. To dare, that's right. No me atrevo, I don't dare say, you know, dare I say, etc. So, atreverse, so to dare. Okay, so we're going to practice with this, because this is a verb that people might not know. Generally speaking, well, a lot of my students, you know, they don't know this verb. So to dare, it's a very useful verb to learn. So there's a bit of an introduction today, then, you know, or maybe on, you know, other installments of Grammar Point, we'll look at different uses, different expressions with dare.
Yes, exactly, Dave. So, you know, I'd like to have a little, possibly a little mini-series about the verb to dare and expressions. But yes, so as you said, a bit of an introduction today, just practicing with the verb itself, okay? So first of all, let's just practice with the verb in the affirmative, so to dare. Now, well, let's have a look. So we're going to follow it with the preposition to.
With the preposition to. To dare to do something. Okay. All right. So let's practice with the verb to dare atreverse, to dare to do something, salad listeners, okay? Yes, you're listening to Grammar Point. Okay, so we're warming up here, okay? It's a bit of an introduction to the verb to dare. And we're going to use to dare to plus an infinitive. So to dare to do something, to dare to say something, to dare to go somewhere. So this is the interactive part of the program. So interact with us here and try and translate these expressions into perfect English. Are you ready for the first one? Over to you, Alan.
Right, okay, here we go. Él se atreve a decir lo que piensa.
What do you think? Él se atreve a decir lo que piensa. So, it's third person singular, so he dares to say what he thinks. So what he thinks, I would say what he thinks. He dares to say what he thinks. Okay, él se atreve a decir lo que piensa. He dares to say what he thinks. So to dare, atreverse, very useful verb. Are you ready to keep practicing? Are you ready for another example? Let's have it. Over to you, Alan.
Ella se atreve a salir sola en Bogotá por la noche.
Okay. So, she dares, again, third person singular, to go out sola, alone, in Bogotá por la noche. What do you think? In Bogotá at night. So, in Bogotá at night. Two different prepositions. So she dares to go out alone in Bogota at night. Okay, so to dare to do something. In this case, she dares to go out alone. Let's keep going. Let's have another example. Do your best to translate this into perfect English. Okay, put your English into practice. Let's go.
Sí, tiene la osadía de volver a aparecer por aquí. Llamaré a la policía.
Okay. Well, let's say he. Okay, although that's not specified. It could be he or she. So I'm going to say if he dares. Now, if he, I would say if he. If he dares aparecer por aquí. We could say to show up around here is an option. Aparecer, to show up. Sometimes we use that phrasal verb. But a good one would be here to show your face. If he dares to show his face around here again, I'll call the police. That would be the high-level version.
High-level!
But, I mean, you could say, if he dares to come here again, you could say that, okay? If he dares to show up here again. But the high-level version, if he dares to show his face around here again, I'll call the police. So to show your face, he doesn't dare to show his face. Okay, good. Let's have another one. A couple of examples left on this segment. Okay, let's have it.
Right, okay. Solo unos pocos se atreven a hablar abiertamente de la situación política.
Right. Solo unos pocos. A few, I would say. Okay, so only a few people dare to speak freely, hablar abiertamente, speak freely about the political situation. Only a few people dare to speak freely about the political situation. That's right. Now then, are you ready for the last one, salad listeners? Let's have the last one here. So do your best to translate this into perfect English. To go out on a high note. Okay, salir por la puerta grande, to go out on a high note, as I like to say. If you're a regular salad listener, you'll know that expression. So to practice with to dare to do something. Okay. So let's have the last one then, Alan.
Right, okay, let's see. Me sorprendería mucho que él tuviera el valor de aparecer en su casa.
En su casa, but well, let's say, okay, me sorprendería mucho que él tuviera el valor de aparecer en su casa. Let's say it's him, of course. Let's say en la casa de ella, okay, to practice using, you know, his and her or whatever. So what do you think? Me sorprendería mucho. Well, you could say, I'll be very surprised. We can say that. You could say, it would, me sorprendería mucho. It would, me sorprendería. Oh, well. One option is, it would surprise me a lot. I would be very surprised. Okay. That's right. But we could just use here, maybe we'd better here, to use a first conditional with will. What do you think? I will be very surprised. Okay. If he dares to show up at her house. So here we could use show up. Okay. Aparecer. Now. So here we have it in second conditional. Me sorprendería mucho que él tuviera el valor de aparecer en su casa. So imagine we could translate it directly here in the second conditional. So I would be very surprised if he dared, using the simple past here, it's a regular verb, dared to show up at her house. Okay? But maybe the meaning here more is in the first conditional. I'll be very surprised if he dares to show up at her house. Okay, so pretty interesting. So dare, atreverse, salad listeners. I like it. Okay, so we'll be taking a deep dive into this verb to dare. We'll do it in the affirmative and the negative with different expressions we can use, different ways we can use it. Okay, and Alan will be, he's the man for the job.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So I want to go deeper into this verb so we can do that another day. But until then, ta-ta for now.
Ta-ta for now, indeed. This has been Grammar Point with Dare. Now then, yes, as promised, what a mistake. So we're looking at a classic mistake made by non-native speakers. We're going to identify first. Okay. Then we'll practice using it correctly so we never make that mistake ever again. We eradicate it from our lives. Forever. Well, what's the mistake? So, yeah, I'm sure you've heard this before. So here's the mistake. I sat in the shadow. No? Me senté la sombra. I sat in the shade, we would say. Okay? So normally, la sombra, in general, is shade. Okay? So you want to have a drink? You're going for a few beers? You know, like we need to sit with, we need to find a terrace with some shade. Con sombra. Okay? Shade, in this case, because it's in general. Now, a shadow tends to be something specific, like a person's shadow. No? So, this is my shadow, Peter Pan, you know, had a shadow. Well, we all have a shadow. Well, maybe some of us don't. I don't know, vampires don't have shadows, is that right? Okay, so that's your shadow. Look at my shadow. But shade is more general, okay? So if it's hot, you're looking for some shade, okay? Does everyone understand? So, I sat in the shadow, that's our mistake. I sat in the shade would be correct. So it's the difference between shadow and shade here, salad listeners, okay? So this is, what a mistake! Now then, so we're going to practice with this, okay? All you have to do is translate this into perfect English, but selecting shadow or shade. Okay, as I said, shade is general. You know, if it's hot, you're looking for some shade, okay? But you could see a shadow. You know, if you have the sun behind you, you could see your shadow, which is the outline, you know, your profile. Okay, does that make sense? So here we go. Are you ready to play? Let's go. So this is, again, the interactive part of the program. Well, the whole program is interactive, really. So do your best to translate these examples into perfect English, okay, with shade or shadow. Are you ready to go? Let's go! Here comes the first one. Me senté a la sombra a leer un libro. What do you think? I sat in the shade to read a book. That's right. I sat in the shade to read a book. So shade here. You could say I sat in the shade and read a book. Keeping in the simple past, so I sat in the shade to read a book. So I think it's fairly straightforward. It makes sense. It's shade in this case, a la sombra, in the shade. So not at, but in the shade. Okay, good. Are you ready for another example? Let's have a look. Cuando hace mucho calor, camino por la sombra. When it's very hot, I walk in the shade. Okay? When it's very hot, I walk in the shade. Okay? Stick to the shade. It's always best when it's hot. Okay? So I sat in the shade to read a book. When it's very hot, I walk in the shade. Okay? Good. Are you ready for another one? Keep testing your knowledge on shadow and shade here. Okay, here's our next one. La sombra de mi marido es muy larga y delgada. What do you think, salad listeners? My husband's shadow is very long and thin. That's right. So, my husband's shadow is very long and thin, salad listeners. Okay? As is mine. Okay? Not always so thin, but anyway, never mind. So that makes sense because it's your shadow. You can see it. That's the outline of your body. It's your shadow. Okay, good. Now then, let's keep going. El agua está siempre muy fría porque la piscina está a la sombra. Okay. So, the water's always very cold because the swimming pool is in the shade, not in the shadow, in the shade, okay? So the water's always very cold because the swimming pool is in the shade, okay? A la sombra. It makes sense, okay? Good. So let's have another one. So we're approaching the halfway mark, pretty much, okay? So let's keep going. Hace mucho calor. Vamos a sentarnos un rato a la sombra. Salad listeners, what do you think? It's really hot. Or it's very hot, if you like. Let's go and sit in the shade for a while. Un rato for a while, okay? So it's really hot. Let's go and sit in the shade for a while. What a mistake! Now then, so is that clear? So we've seen my husband's shadow is very long and thin. Okay. But it's really hot. Let's go and sit in the shade for a while. The difference between shadow. This is our terrible mistake for today. So we're halfway through. That means this is the home straight. Okay. La recta final, let's say. So let's keep going, salad listeners. Keep translating these into perfect English. Let's go. Él me seguía como si fuera mi sombra. Okay. So, he was following me as if he were my shadow. Como si fuera. As if he were my shadow. Okay? So, he was following me as if he were my shadow. Okay? Good. So, como si, as if, always followed by the simple past. In this case, the verb to be is always were. Okay? So, la espero a la sombra. So we could say, la espero, maybe ella, yeah, let's think. Okay, so we could say, he waited for her in the shade. Okay, we could say. Now I have a slightly different translation here, a high-level translation.
High-level!
So he stood in the shade to wait for her. What do you think? Sounds kind of more high-level. A bit posh. He stood in the shade to wait for her. Or he waited for her in the shade. But he stood in the shade to wait for her. Sounds good. Okay? All right, we have three examples left, salad listeners. Let's keep going. Mi perro tiene miedo de su sombra y intenta atacarla. Now then, my dog is afraid of his shadow. Intenta atacarla and tries to attack it. Okay? So my dog is afraid of his shadow. And tries to attack it. Now, if somebody is very, somebody who's a scaredy cat, okay? Somebody who's, you know, gets scared very easily, a scaredy cat, we can say, he's afraid of his own shadow. She's afraid of her own shadow, okay? Because someone who gets scared very easily, okay? So my dog is afraid of his shadow and tries to attack it. Okay, let's have the penultimate one here, okay? Hay sombra en tu jardín. Is there any shade in your garden? Is there any shade in your garden? It's a question. That's right. And that brings us down to the last one. Are you ready for the last one, salad listeners? Translate this into perfect English to go out on a high note. Here we go. Hace 28 grados a la sombra. Okay. It's 28 degrees in the shade. I mean, you could add, 28 degrees Celsius if you want to, but obviously, you know, depending where you are, if in the US, you'll probably have to say 28 degrees Celsius. But I think 28 degrees... We can say, so it's 28 degrees in the shade, a la sombra. Okay. Excellent, salad listener. So we've seen that. The difference between shade and shadow. Is that clear? I hope so. What a mistake! together. We hope you enjoyed the program today. We had our news bits. We had Grammar Point with Dare. We had the difference between shade and shadow. Now, what's left to do? Yes, let's go over. Okay, revisar. Go over our conundrum, the second conundrum we had, which was she gave blank all her possessions and moved blank India. What do you think? So she gave away all her possessions and moved to India. So to give away, regalar, okay? We've seen it translated as regalar sin querer. So if you don't want your possessions anymore, you give them away, okay? So you can give away some old clothes, you can give away your children's toys if they're not using them anymore. If you're moving to India, you can give away all your possessions. So she gave away all her possessions and moved to India. It's our second conundrum of the day, salad listeners. How did you get on? She gave away all her possessions and moved to India to give away and to move to a country or a city, etc. Okay, that's all we have time for today. Okay, so, well, as you know, the salad every day on Vaughan Radio, 5 to 6 p.m. You can listen to the podcast on iBox, Spotify, and all the places you generally get your podcasts. You can find us there. That's all we have time for. See you next time on the salad.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Mi hermano Raúl se está preparando para ser piloto. Lleva 500 horas con el simulador de vuelo y mañana es su primer vuelo real. Con 500 horas de simulador estará súper preparado, ¿no crees? ¿Quieres subir con él mañana en su primer vuelo? Y por otra parte, mi novio Tomás también se está formando como piloto, pero solo tiene 5 horas de simulador, no 500 como mi hermano Raúl.